News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government and the World Bank have signed a $15 million US loan agreement aimed at providing greater financial support for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says $5 million US will go towards boosting the credit enhancement facility for guarantees to MSME loans. Another $5 million has been earmarked to support the establishment of an SME fund for risk capital financing. $4.962 million has been set aside to improve access to finance and business development services for MSMEs.
The Access to Finance project is expected to broaden the scope of financing options currently available to the sector by the development of financial instruments specifically designed for this sector, as well as to provide recommendations for further improving the legal and regulatory framework supporting business development.
The project will be implemented by the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, over a five-year period. The National Works Agency, NWA, says ongoing works to widen major roadways in the corporate area will significantly improve traffic management. Several of the roads will be signalized and monitored from the NWA's offices for real-time adjustment when necessary. Manager Communications at Customer Service Stephen Shaw says the signals are linked to the NWA's Traffic Management Center.
It's big room, massive televisions, and we can actually see what is taking place at several locations in the city. And this actually is for our purposes, is really about traffic management. But I can tell you that it does serve other purposes.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at a recent meeting of the Rotary Club of Kingston East and Port Royal. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the National Identification System, NIDS, will be a driving force in creating a more formal economy. He notes that it will also be necessary for the country as the practice of de-risking continues to increase. De-risking refers to global financial institutions terminating or restricting business relationships with remittance companies and smaller local banks in certain regions of the world, such as the Caribbean.
The national identification system is something that we are so late in getting it. It's called a social security number in the United States. As a child is born, that child is issued a social security number. If you go there to go to college, as I did, you are obliged to have a social security number.
And starting later this year, commuters will have free access to the internet while traveling on Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC buses. This is being facilitated through an agreement between the Science, Energy and Technology Ministry and the JUTC. It will see the installation of mobile gateway devices on approximately 450 buses to provide Wi-Fi connectivity. Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the provision of the service is in keeping with the government's mandate of building a knowledge-based society through connectivity.
Where we try to ensure that our citizens, wherever they are, whether in the urban centers, whether it's in the rural areas of the country, that they are connected to the internet. Connection to the internet is like oxygen. Some people refer to it as the water that drives economic growth.
The mobile gateways will create a vehicle area network that enables commuters to access LTE 4G service inside and immediately outside the buses. This facility will be able to accommodate up to 100 mobile devices per vehicle. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.